The Perfection of Wisdom. Wisdom is a virtuous mind that functions mainly to dispel doubt and confusion by understanding its object thoroughly. Wisdom that is motivated by bodhicitta is a perfection of wisdom. Wisdom is not the same as worldly intelligence. It is possible to have great intelligence but little wisdom. For example, people who invent weapons of mass destruction are very clever from a worldly point of view, but they have very little wisdom. Similarly, there are people who know a great many facts and who understand complex technical subjects, but who have no idea how to maintain a peaceful mind and lead a virtuous life. Such people may have great intelligence, but they have little wisdom. Wisdom is a special type of understanding that induces peace of mind by clearly distinguishing what is virtuous and to be practiced from what is non-virtuous and to be avoided. Wisdom provides our spiritual practice with vision. Without the guidance of wisdom, the other five perfections would be blind and would not be able to lead us to the final destination of Buddhahood. A direct realization of ultimate truth, emptiness, can be attained only by a wisdom that is conjoined with tranquil abiding. With a wavering mind, we shall never perceive a subtle object, such as emptiness, clearly enough to be able to realize it directly, just as we cannot read a book properly by the light of a flickering candle. Training in mental stabilization is like shielding our mind from the winds of distracting thoughts, while wisdom is like the light of the flame itself. When these two are brought together, we attain a clear and powerful perception of the object. After attaining tranquil abiding, we should strive to attain a union of tranquil abiding and superior seeing observing emptiness. The nature of superior seeing is wisdom. Just as tranquil abiding is a special and superior kind of concentration, so superior seeing is a superior wisdom arising in dependence upon tranquil abiding. When we have attained tranquil abiding, our concentration cannot be disturbed by conceptual thoughts. It is unshakable, like a huge mountain that cannot be moved by the wind. With such stable concentration, we can investigate our observed object more thoroughly. Through the power of repeated investigation, eventually we shall gain a superior knowledge of the nature of our object of meditation. This wisdom of investigation induces a special mental suppleness. A wisdom that is qualified by such suppleness is superior seeing. The principal object of superior seeing is emptiness, the ultimate nature of phenomena. Every phenomenon has two natures, a conventional nature and an ultimate nature. Our mind, for example, has various characteristics and functions, such as its clarity and its ability to cognize objects. These are the conventional nature of the mind. Although the mind has these uncommon characteristics, which distinguish it from other phenomena, it does not exist from its own side, independent of other objects. The mind's lack of existing from its own side is its ultimate nature, or emptiness. Emptiness will be explained in more detail in the next chapter. When we first attain superior seeing observing emptiness, our realization of emptiness is still conceptual. But by continuing to meditate on emptiness with the union of tranquil abiding and superior seeing, we can gradually eliminate the generic image, until finally we perceive emptiness directly, without even a trace of conceptuality. A wisdom that realizes emptiness directly has the power to eradicate delusions from the mind. Therefore, it is a true path that leads to liberation and enlightenment. Since bodhisattvas wish to become enlightened as quickly as possible, they have a strong wish to accumulate powerful merit quickly. Therefore, they practice each of the six perfections in conjunction with all the others. For example, when bodhisattvas practice giving, they do so without self-interest, expecting nothing in return. In this way, they practice in accordance with their bodhisattva vows and combine the perfection of giving with the perfection of moral discipline. By patiently accepting any hardships involved, and not allowing anger to arise if no gratitude is shown, they combine the perfection of giving with the perfection of patience. By giving joyfully, they combine the perfection of giving with the perfection of effort. And by concentrating their minds, thinking, "May the merit of my action of giving enable this person to attain Buddhahood," they combine it with the perfection of mental stabilization. Finally, by realizing that the giver, the gift, and the action of giving all lack inherent existence, they combine the perfection of giving with the perfection of wisdom. The other perfections can also be practiced in this way, with each perfection being practiced in conjunction with all the others. This is the armor-like skillful action of a bodhisattva that hastens the completion of the two collections, the collection of merit and the collection of wisdom, that are the causes of the form body and the truth body of a Buddha, respectively. Because bodhisattvas perform all their actions with the motivation of bodhicitta, their whole life is taken up with the practice of the six perfections.